A woman named Experience, Port Lorne Cemetery, Nova Scotia. There is nowhere the sun can break through and bronze Fundy's drab arm, or silver the headstones of the drowned, eroded, marble histories of fever, plague, and madness murder, the names of captains, shattered lovers, children torn still from the hands of mothers who followed them a year later with an offering of a sister with poor lungs, or a brother so beautiful he shone like a stone. A few seconds ago, in the northeast corner of the graveyard, where wind rises cold and hollow up the cuff of the bay to this ridge, I stepped on a small nameplate hidden under an inch of new snow. Now I'm standing over a complicated plot, husband bordered by two wives, one named Experience. A century ago, she must have looked beyond this gray water a last time after watching Jacob being lowered beside Eliza and turned to walk the hill path down toward home, smoke from the chimney persuading her to sing her breath that little while longer until she too tested the earth.